Matthew, chapter 27. Now when morning came, all the chief priests and the elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death. And they bound him, and led him away, and delivered him up to Pilate the governor. Now Jesus was standing before the governor, and the governor asked him, saying, Are you the king of the Jews? And Jesus said, You say. And when he was accused by the chief priests and elders, he answered nothing. Then Pilate says to him, Don't you hear how many things they witness against you? And he gave him no answer, not even to one word, insomuch that the governor marveled greatly. Now at the feast the governor would usually release to the multitude one prisoner, whom they wanted. And they had then a notable prisoner, called Barabbas. When therefore they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, Whom do you want that I release to you? Barabbas or Jesus? And they said, Barabbas. Pilate says to them, What then shall I do to Jesus? They all say, Let him be crucified. And he said, Why, what evil has he done? But they cried out exceedingly, saying, Let him be crucified. So when Pilate saw that he prevailed nothing, he released to them Barabbas, but Jesus he scourged and delivered to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium, and gathered to him the whole battalion. And they stripped him, and put on him a scarlet robe. And they platted a crown of thorns and put it on his head, and they knelt down before him, and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spat on him, and took the reed and struck him on the head. And when they had mocked him, they took off from him the robe, and put on him his garments, and led him away to crucify him. And as they came out, they found a man of Cyrene, Simon by name, they compelled him to go with them, that he might bear his cross. And when they had come to a place called Golgotha, that is to say, the place of a skull, they offered him wine mingled with gall, but he did not receive it. And when they had crucified him, they parted his garments among them, casting lots. And they sat and watched him there. And they set up over his head his accusation written, This is Jesus the King of the Jews. Then there are crucified with him two robbers, one on the right and one on the left. And those who passed by railed on him, wagging their heads. And saying, You who destroy the temple, and build it in 3 days, save yourself, if you are the Son of God, and come down from the cross. In like manner also the chief priests mocking him, with the scribes and elders, said, He saved others, himself he can't save. He is the King of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe on him. He trusts on God, let him deliver him now, if he desires him, for he said, I am the Son of God. And the robbers also who were crucified with him cast on him the same reproach. Now from the 6th hour there was darkness over all the land until the 9th hour. And about the 9th hour Jesus cried out with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani? That is, my God, why have you forsaken me? And some of those who stood there, when they heard it, said, This man calls Elijah. And immediately one of them ran, and took a sponge, and filled it with vinegar, and put it on a reed, and gave him to drink. And the rest said, Let him be, let us see whether Elijah comes to save him. And Jesus cried again with a loud voice, and yielded up his spirit. And look, the veil of the temple was rent from top to bottom in two. Now the captain who was watching Jesus, when he saw what happened, said, Truly this was the Son of God. And many women were there watching from far, who had followed Jesus from Galilee, serving him. Among whom was Mary Magdalene, and Mary the mother of James and Joseph, and the mother of the sons of Zebedee. And when evening came, there came a rich man from Arimathea, named Joseph, who also himself was Jesus' disciple. This man went to Pilate, and asked for the body of Jesus. Then Pilate commanded it to be given up. And Joseph took the body, and wrapped it in a clean linen cloth. And laid it in his own new tomb, which he had cut out in the rock, and he rolled a great stone to the door of the tomb, and departed. And Mary Magdalene was there, and the other Mary, sitting across from the tomb.